Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're doing a game preview, week one, between the BYU Cougars and the South Florida Bulls. So, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube, clips of the show on Instagram, and, of course, our podcast, which you can listen to each and every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's get into this one, BYU and South Florida. Again, we play September the 3rd at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Let's go with the UCF Bulls. Talk about them first, and then we'll get over to BYU. So UCF, bit of a rough season last year, to say the least. Finished 2-10. Jeff Scott's tenure has not been looking so good. 3-18 overall. You got to think the hot seat is on fire for him this upcoming season. Talking about this team, it's going to be rough to win this one. You're losing Kelly Joyner Jr., who's going to be out due to a foot injury. He's going to be out until at least September. So that is going to be, you know, that, I mean, you're already at a disadvantage, and now it's going to be even tougher. You're going to want to look out for Gary Bohannon, the guy from Baylor came on over, who had a really good year last year. Baylor, we all know they did, had a good Big 12 title run last season. A dual-threat quarterback, he can get everything done on his feet as well as in the air. And watch out for Oju, who could help out as well, a Clemson transfer, who's hoping to have a more expanded role this upcoming season on offense for the young man. Really good player, good wide receiver, 6'3 sophomore. And I think, like I said, last year, 73 catches in 10 games, or 73 yards, excuse me, on six catches last year. Hoping to get a bigger target this year. I think he will. As for the defense, it ain't pretty. One of the worst in the country last season, outside the top 100 in pretty much every defensive category. It's going to be rough, though. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a decent matchup, I think, for the Cougars, though, just because, I mean, they have success against the pass rush. I mean, the running game is okay, and BYU has lost a lot in terms of their offense, so that can maybe help out the South Florida defense. But as long as they can get maybe some turnovers and also limit BYU's ability to run the ball and also maybe get a few turnovers, get some interceptions, get some fumbles, that is going to be the key for this defense. But let's talk about the Cougars. BYU Cougars last year, pretty good year overall. But they are hoping to get things rolling once again. Like I said, 10-3 last year. And it's weird, man. A team like BYU, no one would ever think that, you know, they would be kind of a powerhouse and a really good football team, number 25 right now in the NCAA rankings. But they are looking good. Bowl loss to UAB last year just wasn't the way you were hoping to get things going. But you did get wins against Baylor and Oregon. I think that it's, you know, it'll be all right. And they're playing is Baylor and Oregon, so you got to get a good start to the year against these South Florida Bulls. Kalani Sitake, right, really good year as for him and for this team. You have some good receivers who might be probable. We don't know if they're going to play yet with Puka Nuka and Gunnar Romney. They had some injuries, but we'll see if they are going to be able to play in this ball game. Also, watch out for Blake Freeland. Really good pass blocking grades last year on the O-line. Had a 91.6 ranking according to Pro Football Focus. So he is someone to look out for on that O-line. Top 20 in total offense last year. Top 30 in offense in terms of scoring. So they are going to be getting a lot of points on the board. Jaren Hall, we did a very extensive coverage of him. So go check that out. I don't have to say too much. You can go watch the video. With, of course, former NFL draft scout, Dan Cullen, our guy, Mr. Football Fans at Turner, did a great breakdown on him. He is a really good player. That's all I'm going to say. Can get it done with his feet, can get it done in the air, and is a guy to look out for this year. He's going to be climbing up draft boards for sure. Also with this team, the defense, right? Last time they met last year, BYU gave up almost 30 points against USF, and they have some ways to look out for. I mean, as long as they can get things going, I think they'll be okay. But I think that this is going to be a good ball game. I think BYU still has the advantage in this one. I just think that USF just does not have the tools necessary at this moment to get things going. And I think BYU just has the better program right now. So I'm going to go with a final score of this one. BYU 37 and South Florida 17. But please drop a comment when here what y'all have to say. What is going to be the final score? Who's going to be the best player? I think personally, Jaren Hall is going to have a great game for the BYU Cougars and is going to put up a lot of big numbers. So watch out for that. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan. If you enjoyed the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Also, check out our podcast, anywhere listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or whatever you prefer. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football this weekend. It's finally back. And we will talk to you again on another episode. Let's see what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Earth Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're going to NCAA Week 1 game preview between the Louisville Cardinals and the Syracuse Orange. So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Earth Football and, of course, our podcast you can listen to each and every single day, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. This game is going to be a good one, folks. It is going to be played September 3rd at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, kicking off the ACC. Yes, this is the first game for the ACC this year between both of these programs. Let's talk about this team. Let's talk about Louisville. Last year, 6-7, kind of mediocre, you know, nothing too crazy. You lost a few guys, and it's going to be interesting to see what they can do this year, right? And last year, these two teams played, and it was, you know, it was just ugly to watch. It was Louisville, and man, they won 41-3. So, yeah, if you're Syracuse, this is a revenge game, no doubt about that. But talking about Louisville, obviously it all starts with your boy Malik Cunningham at quarterback. Tremendous player, 3,500 total yards last season, and he is going to be hard to touch, hard to slow down if you are Syracuse. He's a great player. You're bringing in a bunch of talented guys from the transfer portal as well, wide receiver, running backs, who are going to help out as well on the offense. The big issue for me with this Louisville team, the defense, finishing the bottom half of the ACC in pretty much every defensive category last season. The defensive woes, man, it shouldn't be too much of an issue in this opener. I think that a lot of teams, I think a lot of teams come out the gates kind of stumbling in week one. It's hard to come out looking prime and pristine your first week. So I think you won't have to worry too much about Louisville's defense this season, at least in this first game. But I think that if the offense can do what it's supposed to do with a lot of really talented players like Malik Cunningham, I think they should be fine. I think they have a really good offense. I think they're looking really good. I like Cunningham. Just give him a chance, and he can find a way for things to get done. As for Syracuse, with the Syracuse Orange, we all know Syracuse is mostly looked at as a basketball program, but they are hoping to make a name for them in football. 5-7 last year, not too bad. It's going to be interesting how they do this year. Allowed 31 points or more in a good stretch of games last year, and they didn't score more than 17 in that stretch also to end the season, so not the best look there. And we all, like I mentioned, the loss to Louisville last year is just a heartbreaker, so you're hoping that this one is going to be a little bit easier. But, like I said, there are some injuries, some off-field issues with some guys as well. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see. Justin Lampson's out. Garrett Schrader is going to be, you know, he's hurt. He's got a hamstring injury, but he's probably going to be the starter. So we'll see how that goes. And also, on the defense side, you're not going to have Dom Foster, who is suspended. But you do have one kind of bright, shining moment, one shining player, one guy to look out for, and that is your running back, Mr. Sean Tucker, who is phenomenal. I mean, go look at this kid. Go see what all he's done. And, man, him and all, like I mentioned, Schrader, they didn't do much last season in this game, but I think this year it's going to look good. I think that it's going to look nice. It's going to be interesting if the ham, hamstring injury to Schrader if that comes into effect, but he can get it done with his legs as well. And if you got both of them going, man, it's going to be a nice punch there with that two, with those two guys. At the line of scrimmage, you got to hope you can control that, win the clock battles, you know, just kind of really grind to get this win if you're Syracuse. And I think for the defense, right, you got to obviously stop Malik Cunningham. That's going to be hard to do. And watch out for Braylon Oliver. I think he is a good transfer from Louisville, right? He's coming over. So he has his insider knowledge of the players, the coaches, who can help out, I think. So watch out for that. And there's a lot going on in this game, right? We know, like I said, Louisville got the big win last year. But I think it's going to be a little bit tougher this year. I think Syracuse is mad. They're upset about what happened last year. They're going to be wanting to come out and just slug with this Louisville offense like a good boxing matchup, right? So I'm going to go with the final score of this one, with Louisville getting the win, the close win in this one, 34, Syracuse 31. Yes, only a three-point ball game, so I'm going to put this at. I think that I like the offenses for this team. The defense is kind of going to be iffy. It usually is week one for a lot of programs. So I think 34-31, Louisville getting the win in a close ball game. As for Syracuse, I think they're going to avenge some of those. They're going to get rid of all those emotions last year and play a tough game. But this is honestly a toss-up for me, honestly. It's going to be a good game. I like Tucker for Syracuse. I think he's going to be a good player. And as for Louisville, I think the Cunningham's just a little too much to handle. So that is why I'm going to go with Louisville getting with this one, 34-31.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you enjoy the video, everyone, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each Tuesday week, Facebook, YouTube, and also check out Clips for Podcast on Instagram. I'm sorry, you listen to our podcast every day on Believe, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast, with amazing history specials, game previews, team previews, legends interviews, and anything else, honestly, football related, you can find over there. Also, if you have a suggestion, I know we're doing a bunch of game previews now, but if you want us to cover a certain game, if you want us to talk about a certain player, maybe do a draft prospect look at him, please put it in the comments. We take all that into consideration, and we will put it into a future episode in the next coming weeks. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, a great weekend. Also, everyone, enjoy some of that college football. It's back in your life. Fall is finally here. We're in September, so enjoy it. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.